UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I went downtown today to get fingerprinted because you got to get fingerprints, background check, all that stuff.
So I see whatever they put on your fingerprints. Yeah. I see that now.
Got fingerprinted.
And Mark Ennis.
And she gets to the, like, your height, way to tell her, I don't care, you know, and everything. And then hair color, she hits a little drop down and she just picks bald.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So Mark Ennis is joining us. You know what this always makes me think of? His music. It's always made me, for as long as you've done the drive over on 93.9 The Ville, this song reminds me of Bobby Petrino.
What?
Like, when I think of Petrino, motorcycle, trying to be a badass.
Leather jacket.
Cursing out kids. I think of this song.
Black sunglasses.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think of Bobby Petrino on this song?
I don't think of Bobby Petrino at all.
Yeah, but you used to a lot.
And I'm trying to enjoy my freedom.
Thank you. Thank you for enjoying your freedom.
America.
What an odd thing to say. So anyway, we also have had here a beverage like explode, like as we like went back on the air. Everything, yes, we're scrambling right now like Doug Flutie. But we're hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Now, Mark Ennis joins The Take here on ESPN 680 105.7 because over on 93.9, Governor Andy Beshear is live and in full. His press conference is ongoing. I'm not sure if there'll be anything added, so we all have Twitter up. If we see anything, we can break in with any news.
I don't know if you guys saw, but the family of the McAtee family has hired Steve Romines to represent
them in this,
and he is obviously well-known, I think, to all of us, and
yes,
held in very high esteem, I think, in the legal community around here, and that is a brilliant choice on their part. Good for them.
For all of the lawyer, look at you giving lawyer analysis right now on the radio. Look at that.
Lawyer takes.
Ennis can do everything.
While
you're on the air, what's Patty Ice doing? Is he manning the board?
Yeah, because the governor's already started.
Beshear?
Yeah, the governor's already started.
All right, so we have a number of things here. I need to be tickled. I need to hear some more of this sound. Did you guys play the process sound at all in hour number one over on your show?
I haven't heard any of it. The only thing was when I was moving my stuff in here to get ready to come on with you guys. I just heard, isn't Vanderbilt the city? Which, I mean, I know Philadelphia is far away, but it's not that far away.
I mean, plus, he didn't live in, like, he came right from Philly, right?
Yeah, he's been here a while.
Yeah, it's not like he was hanging out with Carson Wentz. Yeah, he's not right from Philly. He's had time to get acclimated to Louisville. Like,
he has
like a decade.
He has a brother that goes to UK, I'm pretty sure. He's got a brother that goes to Kentucky.
Does he really?
He does.
Yep. There you go. I don't think I knew that about our guy, the process.
I didn't know that either.
All right, well, there you go.
What's his brother like? Is this a Jamie situation?
It's a great question. Yeah.
What if he's the favorite?
Is Process the Nick Valvano or the Jamie Valvano?
Like, what if Process is the favorite? Like, what's the brother like? If Process is
Mitch,
like,
text him, are you the Jamie or Nick Valvano? He will absolutely understand it. We'll find that out. Well, let's play some of these for Mark. I know it's repetitive, but let's play some of these because they're funny. So you have, like, how many of these? Seven or eight? of these, Mitch?
Yeah, we haven't played all of them.
Well, we haven't played all of them, but I don't mind playing some of the ones we have played. Play them again, second, third time for Mark Ennis. And please. I teased it here for the 4 o'clock hour, and even though it's 4:09, we will do it. I've been told that someone took a run at me on a podcast, and so we need to get to that as well. Sooner rather than later. Yes. So this is what you've walked into, Mark.
I'm ready.
If you have anything sports-related that you want to get to, we've talked Boogie Cousins, and what else did we talk about?
Oh, gosh, talk Boogie Cousins. Musa
Cisse.
Mike Miller. Mike Miller, White Mike. Memphis,
yeah.
And,
how about LeBron now dunking on Drew Brees?
Okay, I have not seen that, but I have seen on Twitter that he did dunk on Drew Brees. Do you have the quote? Could you read that to us? I've not seen it.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, you know, Drew Brees, it was a clip. It was a tweet, you know, the clip where Drew Brees is basically saying he's still not down with kneeling during the national anthem. And LeBron.
Okay, so that's recent then.
That was today.
That was today. Yeah. So while everything is going on, Drew Brees'
words were, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country, which was never about. But
He's missing the point completely, which is not shocking.
And LeBron says, wow, man, and then gave him the face palm emoji there. I sound like Locke reading the emojis, which I love.
Yes.
Is it still surprising at this point? Sure isn't. You literally still don't understand why Cap was kneeling on one knee. Has absolutely nothing to do with the disrespect of the flag and our soldiers, men and women, who keep our land free. My father-in-law was one of those men who fought as well for this country. I asked him a question about it and thank him all the time for his commitment. He never found Cap peaceful protest offensive because he and I both knew what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. God bless you. And then he gave him the prayer hands and the crown emoji there.
Wow, so Drew Brees has been nuked then by LeBron. Or Drew Brees by LeBron James.
Yes.
Wow, okay. So that is playing out on Twitter. I see some typical reaction on
Twitter. It's
all over the place. By the way, Strieble's got his red and black on, Ennis, you'd like it.
He's a double agent, isn't he?
It's a St. Paul.
The mole. We found the mole.
Flag football shirt for my son. I coached my son's flag football team last year.
To which I mean, they always try to run the I formation in flag football.
Do you make all
odd.
Your wide receivers block in flag football?
Well, for flag football, yes. when they're in second grade, there's not a lot of airing the ball out. It's a lot of
that's right up your alley. As a UK
it
fan.
Is.
Like,
I tell
this
you
is my
what,
kind of football, right?
A lot of quarterback sneaks, a lot of handoffs. You're exactly right.
By the way, I was just doing the numbers. Mark Stoops came out and was like, "My wide receivers." I don't know if you read. I think Kyle Tucker had in the Athletic.
Oh, he said it was a clapback.
Yeah, about the wide receivers. So he is hearing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the wide receivers only block. And Kentucky last year only had 133 catches by their wide receivers. They had other catches by, you know, running backs. And then when Lynn Bowden got there, there wasn't that much, obviously.
He was still the leading receiver until like three weeks in the season.
Oh, no, he was. He absolutely was.
Yeah.
But anyway, Kentucky had 133 catches last year by the wide receiver. Pittsburgh and Pat Narduzzi had 246.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, they still won nine games, right?
Yes.
They did, yeah.
I mean, they did. You can't take that away.
Fantastic. All right, let's play some of these for Mark Ennis. This is the process, not knowing anything apparently about college athletics at all. Play some of these.
No chance you get South Carolina, is there? They don't play in Hilton Head. You can rule that one out.
I assumed they wouldn't. I mean, it's all old white people in Hilton Head. I can't imagine they would, you know. Anyway, no, I have no idea where South Carolina plays.
Columbia. That would be the capital, I believe, of South Carolina.
We're going to the ACC teams in the 9 o'clock.
Jesus, God in heaven.
You know what we need to do? I mean, I want to hear more of these, please. But we need to test a process on how he does on state capitals versus where these teams are.
Oh, goodness. He's not going to know state capitals. No one's going to know state
capitals. Oh, you think he failed them both?
Yeah.
He might be worse on the capital. Also, he texted me back. I asked him, are you Jamie Valvano or Nick Valvano? He just sent me a flag with a star on it. I don't know why this is his thing.
Yeah, I don't know. This is his thing. He sends a random flag back as an emoji.
Flag?
He thinks he's so cool and quirky. Well,
like, what kind of
I don't even know what nation is. It's just a blue with a white star.
It's just an emoji.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
I don't,
it means nothing.
That means he's the Nick.
Yeah. I think that answered our question right there. That's all we need to know.
Okay.
Say thanks. That'll do it. Send him back and then send him back the middle finger.
Yes.
Play another one of these. Go ahead.
What about LSU, the reigning national champs? Where do they play?
Death Valley.
Oh, what's the name of the city?
City.
I don't know. I thought it was the city, right?
Baton Rouge. Yeah.
Okay. I should have known that.
Right. Jeez.
Play another one.
I mean, how many cities in Louisiana can you really name?
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, Shreveport, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge. Those are the three.
And what would be number four?
Shreveport. Shreveport.
The one we just said.
At least I know the name.
Like, we just said Shreveport.
Did you?
The best Brian Hall impersonation I've ever heard.
I thought you were. Me and. Listen, I thought you played a drop. Me and Streeple looked at each other, and I thought you had a drop of you butchering that on some, like, podcast, some betting podcast that you did or something.
We just said it!
You just flew in with the worst radio.
I'm not gonna lie. I was half paying attention talking to Patty Ice.
You can't lie. We know you weren't paying attention, You weren't half paying attention. You were 0% paying attention.
So I was like, I know they said Baton Rouge. I know they said New Orleans, and I just took a flyer on. I don't know what the third city
the
name
only
was.
Other one. The only other one I can name, and I used to work for Citigroup after Hurricane Katrina, and we had hurricane relief, and just thousands of people used to call in from Metairie. And that's just, and I just remember that. I wouldn't know that any other way. Monroe, a texter says, would be the only other one they could name.
I believe that's where me and Anderson stayed for the 2012 Final Four in the Roach Hotel that we stayed in. The angriest I've ever been. That was the trip from hell. I'll just put it that way. I'm saying for me and Jason covering that event. We got there early. We were too early. We were day early. We had to walk across the entire city carrying equipment. It was the absolute worst. Play another one. Play the Georgia one if you want. He hasn't heard this one. Go ahead.
What about Georgia? Does Georgia still play in the Georgia Dome?
Oh, God.
Or they knocked that down completely? Right? I'm just making sure. I'm just double checking. I can't remember if they knocked down
the
Georgia Dome or
not. Athens, Georgia, between the hedges.
Nope.
Georgia?
Nope.
The Georgia Bulldogs at Samford Stadium between the hedges. That is not an outdoor stadium
I'm not a survivor of college
no longer
football.
Exists
I never claimed to be a savant of college football. I'm just trying to ask the questions.
Savant.
You know what I love about that? Yeah, it's a savant. Yes, yeah. We're asking him to know everything.
Does
again.
He think that they called it the Georgia Dome because Georgia played there?
That's a great question.
It's a great follow-up. Yes. Let's just say yes. God bless him, process.
And it's great that he said still. Do they still play there?
Yeah, they still play there.
No, they don't.
Mitch, go ahead. Play another one.
Where is Kansas State, process?
Kansas State?
I can get that one.
All I know about Kansas is Topeka. I don't know any other cities in Kansas.
That's fair.
Topeka?
That's fair, by the way.
Well, yeah, but
I agree with you.
At least he could have said Lawrence, you know, or
Wichita.
Exactly. Like most, if you're into sports at all, you know Lawrence, Kansas. You know, Kansas. At least he could have faked that. But Manhattan, that's tough. That's kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That one I understand. Yeah. But I
would
still,
not have
college
asked,
football.
You
know
what?
That.
I would not have asked that though if you didn't know the Georgia didn't play in the Georgia Dome. You probably would have known that he didn't know where Kansas State.
He did know like Alabama, but he did not know, and this one's going to kill you, Alabama's biggest rival. He didn't know where they played, Mark. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
All right, okay. Auburn's.
Auburn
be tricky.
Isn't – I don't know. All I know is the Tumor Oak Trees, War Eagle. I don't know where they play.
They play in Auburn.
Damn it! I knew it was Auburn. I was like, it's too easy. That's too obvious.
How do you know the Tumor Tree but don't know Auburn?
But no Auburn, Alabama.
Mitch, I love you, but I also, a texter brings this up, actually a tweeter. We need to hear you busting in. Trying to say Shreveport.
Yes.
I actually need to hear that before any. Before
if I write down some city names and just hold them up to the window, will you try to say them?
Oh, that's a good idea, too.
I mean, I'll do it. Just don't, just choose, super, I don't even know, like.
Chattanooga. Can you say that?
Yeah, Chattanooga.
Albuquerque.
Kissimmee, Albuquerque. Florida, or something like that.
Kissimmee?
No.
Is it Kissimmee?
Kissimmee.
Kissimmee?
Yeah.
In all fairness, I think I thought it was Kissimmee until I was like 30.
But fair enough. When I was a kid, I would say Kissimmee.
Oh, goodness. Oh, we still need to play this sound of this guy taking a run at me. We were going to do that at 4 o'clock, but we got backed up. What did you talk about sports-wise the first hour, and what are you going to talk about sports-wise in the 5 o'clock hour? When's Tom Allen coming on? Weren't you supposed to have the IU
we'll
football
have him
coach?
In the 5 o'clock hour. And
there you go.
He's an energetic dude, man. Indiana, they lucked into a good one there. He was really, really very good about I asked him about his own just sort of fears about, you know, he's an older guy. You know, coming back and coaching him through all of this and that sort of thing, and what kind of input he was given. And he was pretty forthright about the whole thing, why he chose to speak out, all that sort of thing. So we'll play that in the 5 o'clock hour for folks to be able to hear.
You guys talked to him earlier today, IU football coach. I mean, are you fawning over him now? It sounds like you fell in love with Tom Allen in an interview.
I was impressed.
What's going on?
I don't care that much, but I did enjoy it. He impressed me. I'm not going to lie to you.
You can be impressed and not really care.
I'm still not really going to watch him, right?
No, of course not. Except for the Ohio State game.
Right, which goes for everybody Ohio State plays. Exactly, right.
That's when IU does all the marketing. They do because of the stadium's full and it's full of red, so they can look like a full, like a full looks, stadium yeah, when it's like all Ohio State. Right.
And they actually
all the played, drone photos, everything. Yeah.
They've actually played well against Ohio State the last few years,
for a little while.
They hang around with them.
Yes, they play well into the mid-third quarter. And then, with poor little – they always have like a – when Penix is it Penix or Penix?
it is Penix.
I was going to make the joke, then I realized I did the joke.
You did the joke.
I was going to make the joke, and then I fell right into doing the joke. Save that for the mixtape. Mitch, alert me when you have you trying to say Shreveport.
I have it.
All right.
I can't wait.
Because what we're going to do is I want to play this. We can get one thought from Mark Ennis, and then I want to go to break, and then I want to get to the sound. Because if we get to the sound of me getting crushed, then we're going to go to 440 and everything else. Right. So I cannot wait to hear this. This sound startled me. This might be the sound of the week. Go ahead, Mitch.
How many cities in Louisiana can you really name?
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, Shreveport, New Orleans, and Baton Rouge. Those are the
that's
three.
It. What and would, what would be to, number four?
Shreveport. Shreveport.
The one we just said.
At least I know the name.
That was better the second time. I'm not going to lie to you.
But at least I know the name. When he's saying the name wrong.
I don't even think he said Shrev. He says Shreveport.
He said like two words.
Can you get right before you bust in? Because that's the best sound right there.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're dropped from heaven or hell, or you're coming up from hell. You and Art Briles are down there hanging out. Maybe Kendall Briles is there as well. And you guys are just hanging out. And then you just drop this sound in our lap from the heavens.
Shreveport. Shreveport.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like when you ask Siri to read your text.
Yeah. Yes, it does. He's very
and
robotic.
And it just phonetically does it. Shreveport.
Shreveport.
Like it's a hostage video. We are very happy here in Shreveport.
Vince Tyree, God bless him, had a little bit of that yesterday. He's like us at the University of Louisville.
Yes.
Do not condone racism. He was
very robotic.
And you would have loved this. Strebel didn't want to say that on the radio. He texted us that. And we called him out for it. He didn't want to say the Vince Tyree yesterday sounded robotic. Of course, Mitch Barnhart in hiding is what I reminded him of.
Yes. No, I didn't want to say because his message was important.
It was.
And I agreed with his message, but I was like, put a little humanity in your voice.
He was scared to death
he
reading
was,
that.
And I understand he was.
Everyone's scared to death right now.
I completely get it. But it was a very monotone reading of that statement.
Yes, it was. At least he wasn't Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio, who's got the perfect football name. If I were to think of one football name, Vince Lombardi, Vic Fangio would be
Pat
Narduzzi's
a good one, too. Name.
Thank God Louisville didn't hire Pat Narduzzi. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's take a break. We'll get to this sound. We can get to some sports. A couple things I want to ask Ennis, and we'll roll along here until 6 o'clock. Ennis hanging out with us until Governor Beshear is done. I would imagine that would be around 5 o'clock or so. So it's the take. It's the drive. We're hanging out with you on ESPN 680.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know, Nick Valvano was in a very similar spot, Pat. Now everyone's quiet.
Yeah,
all right,
that was
it is.
Man, that's awkward.
And Mark Ennis.
By the way, Pat, can we also talk about just the strategic...
Put the ring on the finger,
the, Pat. Oh, Nicholas.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It's The Take here on this Wednesday, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock. Our guy Mark Ennis from the drive over 93.9 The Ville, nice enough to sit in for a little while today, maybe the full 4 o'clock hour. Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference ongoing right now. You can hear that live and in full on 93.9 The Ville. James Griebel hanging out with me. We're broadcasting from the Papa John Studios mobily, the mobile Papa John Studios. Reminder to use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. I believe I heard this, Mark, correct. I believe I did. I was correct in my hearing, I should say, that U of L is not going to say at all if anyone tests positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah, Aaron Mattis and I have been kind of going back and forth about this, that they're not gonna tell us, which is interesting because some other schools already are. Iowa State is telling, Marshall already is, and Oklahoma State already are. So, you know, I realize that colleges are unique. That's why we don't get the same amount of injury info or reasons for suspension, because of they're still students and there's some privacy stuff, but they could give us totals, and I wish that they would.
Yeah, I would too. There's no shame in it.
It's a public accountability thing, if you ask me.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's exactly. Though that's the whole point of doing all this is, okay, if it happens, here's how we've handled it. Here's what we're doing, and here's how you know it's not getting any worse. And to me, it's just a public accountability thing. I wish they would just tell us these number of players or this number of coaches or whatever, and here's what we've done. We don't need to know who they are. We'll figure it out when we don't see them for 2 weeks, right?
Well, yeah, I mean you're right about that. Yeah. But if not, preseason maybe they can hide it a little bit more than
why
during
not just
the
tell
season.
Us so we can have some idea how it's going,
or just give a total. I mean, we have this many people between our support staff, the coaching staff, the players, whatever it may be, right? That you don't even have to even break it down by specifics. Well, it's two coaches and it's two players, right? Or whatever the numbers are. I ask this not to put you in a bad spot. Do you think any of it stemmed from last week, you reporting that one of the support staff members did have it?
I had not even thought about that. I hope not.
Well, there we go.
I hope that that's not the case. If so, then I'll just start finding it out and reporting myself.
There we go.
Yeah, even better.
Look at that. All right. So, Mitch, how long is this sound that we have? How long is this?
1:30.
Save that. It's 1:30. Okay. So do you want me to give you the backstory to this and why we have we have some content?
Because the clip is context. At the end of his 35-minute segment, I want to call it, okay. I guess. So yeah, explain the story.
Is this him ripping me?
Kind of, yeah. It's
okay. Good. I was hoping it was just going to be full fire and brimstone. Honestly, yes, I hope it was going to be.
It's not more fire. Mordor. It's more like kind of like WTF. But explain the story.
Okay, so here, so obviously in the position that I am in, I have a lot, I shouldn't say I have a lot of people, but some people reach out wanting a job, okay? And that's not surprising, and I've always been a person that's been helped along the way by various people, so I always try to be accommodating in some sort of way. And, I have a little mini coaching tree. It's not Bill Walsh, but, some people that I've had intern or worked with in some sort of way, okay? And hopefully Process or Mitch can go on and do bigger and better things, okay? Right. I'm trying to be as humble. I'm like Rick Pitino right now in my humility here. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this gentleman by the name of Ben reached out to me. His name's Ben, I believe, Tompkins. He reached out to me. He had been doing some stuff on 1450, the Big X, and we have shared programming with them before, and so he said he was over there, and he was looking to expand his horizons, okay?
All right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm always willing to listen. If someone's good at radio, you know, you usually can tell in those sorts of things. Now, when this is going on, obviously, was an NCAA tournament was coming up, and then we didn't have a tournament, then we went into pandemic, and then it was like, oh my God, you know, small businesses are in trouble, right, guys? I mean,
yeah,
like, small businesses.
Are,
yeah, I mean, it's like it's not like we're hiring a bunch of people, and we cut programming, and we didn't have a derby.
We all got pay cuts.
Yeah, derby, and we didn't have, what do you call it? We didn't have Kentucky Derby. We didn't have
tournaments.
We didn't have the NCAA tournament.
Right.
We didn't have any of that,
college
right?
Baseball,
we didn't have conference tournaments, college baseball. Yeah, you know, U of L baseball over on the 93.9 side. Reds didn't start. So, I mean, we got nuked in a lot. You know, some of the things that we do, obviously, got absolutely nuked. So I said, we'll see. He wanted a daily show at night. And I'm like, well, we can't just add a show.
Right.
Okay, which would have been a funny joke to play on Patty Ice, by the way, Pat. So I don't know if you hear me. That is something that did cross all of our minds. So I listened to some of his stuff, whatever. And again, not like I'm Keith Olbermann, okay? You know, I listened to some of his stuff, whatever. And I just explained to him, you know, maybe, you know, something on the weekend. We have some board hopping opportunities. We always need help with post-game shows and different things like that. I mean, if you're willing to learn and do this. But that was, he wanted to be, you know, a 6 o'clock host,
if
you will.
He wanted to go right into
right into mic number one. And so, yeah, I mean, quite frankly, I haven't answered him back the last couple times. So I think that, any questions, I think that catches us up on the story.
And clarify for me again, how were you made aware of this?
I received a DM, won't mind if I say this, to alert me that it could be content, a DM from TJ Walker, the sports talker.
Okay.
Who, I'm sure both of you have battled Ennis probably more so than Strebel on Twitter.
I've battled TJ.
Yeah, but I mean, Ennis, come on. Ennis, are you tired right now of Twitter?
Yes.
How tired are you?
Oh, boy.
All the way. Trust me.
I mean, you've just been. God bless you. Oh, God bless
Mark,
you.
Mark, you've been fighting some battles, my man.
Boy, you are a warrior that has nothing left. Yeah. You are just blinking red with no energy.
You're like the last standing of the 300.
He really is.
King Leonidas, I believe? That
Leonidas
was
or whatever.
Yeah, Leonidas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're standing there taking all
the
arrows.
By the way, you were closer to saying that right than Mitch was to saying Shreveport, right?
Big Easy, by the way, has given me a list of cities that he wants Mitch to try to say. And he goes, I think he gets 20% of these tops. So
text
that's Big
it to
Easy.
Me, and I'll hold them up to him.
Okay, there you go. I'll send you the screenshot.
All right,
so let's play this. Did that set it up well enough,
yes.
Mitch? So this gentleman does a podcast, which he should, okay? And listen, anyone's good at radio, it's like it's not exclusive that you got to, you know, I mean, it's like Major League Baseball. You don't have to, not that we're like the majors, you understand what I'm saying. It's not like you got to sit in AA baseball for 8 years before you host a show. It's whatever. So anyway.
Your news, though.
Understandable. So anyway, apparently this took a mini run to me, which I'm all for. So let's go ahead and play this 90 seconds of sound.
Why would he say no? And, you know, ultimately he didn't say no because he didn't say anything at all. He said less. He didn't say anything at all. A week later, I went to follow up again. And again, I got nothing back. You know, hey, Andy, I'm just trying to follow up. You know, I let him know. Listen, I'm trying to be, you know, because I triple texted. I spaced him out each a week, right? One week and then another week went by and then another week went by and I triple texted. And fellas, listen, I'm like, dude, I'm trying to be as nuanced about this as possible. But, you know, and so I had to come to the really tough realization and frame it like this to myself. Benny T, if this was a chick and she had given you her number and you thought that you guys had a connection, you thought that you guys had a really good talk, you thought that there might have been some flirting going on, and then you go to hit her up and ask her out and she doesn't get back to you, you know what you don't do? You don't wait 3 weeks to finally go, she's not that interested. Since this was a professional thing, I was a little bit more patient and lenient with it. But after 3 weeks of not getting anything back and just being f***ing ignored, I'm like, listen, if this was a chick, I would move on. Read the room, dude. She's not interested in you. She's not that into you.
Yeah,
and so Andy Sweeney was, I guess, in a sense, a couple weeks ago, my hot chick. My hot chick that just wasn't interested. ESPN 680 was the hot chick that wasn't interested.
Does that guy really call himself Benny T?
That's great.
Yeah, it was not as...
Maybe he is good at radio. I don't know.
That wasn't
maybe
bad.
Maybe I was wrong all along.
We've had worse on this station.
I mean, it wasn't as inflammatory as I thought it was going to be.
No, why is Pat angry about that?
Yeah.
Should Pat come on the radio and do something? By the way, I haven't seen anything, but I am somehow in a text chain, and I don't even see who's in it. I just saw Open the Pools, so I know Diener's in it. That's all that I just saw that. That's all I popped up.
What's up, Boneheads?
On my screen. All right, Bonehead. All right, so why are you mad at this Benny T guy?
Well, you haven't heard the first 30 minutes of this podcast. Okay,
did he disrespect NASCAR?
No, I'm about to disrespect you.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I mean, my thing is, I feel like us bringing this up is just kind of giving this kid what he wants, and that's paying attention to him because he's obviously upset he put all his eggs in one basket and it didn't work out for him. And I get it. I mean, we've all been there without a doubt. But my thing is, what really irritated me was the lack of self-awareness that, you know, you've never done anything with this radio station before and you just think you're going to get a job. And it infuriates people like me. Who, and you can say this, you can make fun of it, you can do whatever you want, because I know this is the takes. What you guys do, you laugh and mock at things, that's fine. But my thing is, and there we go.
Settle down, Pat.
And there we
Settle
go.
Settle down.
And so the point is, it's like, I couldn't tell you how many kids that I've heard about that do stuff like that, that are my age, and think they're just going to get a job on the radio by sending a tape and, you know, what they can offer and get a job Monday through Friday. No, it does not work like that. But the thing
listen,
is...
Listen, I agree with you. I fundamentally agree with you. Now there's time. The talent trumps, talent trumps, what am I trying to say? Experience, right?
Yeah. Sure.
We see that in basketball all the time. Yeah, the senior doesn't have to always play. The freshman who's better can come in and play. But yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Phil Baker texting
ago,
me, Pat paid his dues and has the smiley face emoji as he's listening today. Look
years ago, I interviewed three times for a national college football writer job with Bleacher Report. Like three over hour long interviews. And then they just didn't tell me if I ever got the job or not and hired somebody else. Like, this happens to everyone, dude.
I mean, listen.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that.
It's one of those things. I what I did was wrong. In fact, I'll reach back out to him. In fact, we should reach out to him and just
Better
say,
call
hey,
Benny
we,
T when he
we
answers.
Played it on the air. But it's like, what are you going to do? A, you can't lead off with, I want a daily show while we're in quarantine.
Yes.
Right?
Like,
and then the tape he sent me was something generic, like who's better, LeBron or MJ? And if I could punt that football out of the world to never hear that discussion ever again, and you know how it is.
Process just texted
me. You know how it is.
And Process,
what did Process say?
He firmly believes that he went to high school with this guy.
Oh, he probably did. He's a West End kid. I tell you, I listened to this the first 30 minutes of this podcast.
He's a what?
And East End kid.
Oh,
excuse me, not
say.
West. I meant to say East,
he's...
and I said West.
Okay,
but no, I mean, I listened the first 30 minutes of this, and I just wanted to. I mean, I parts of it, like he really does talk about the struggles he's had in life, and there's other parts where it's like, man, you know, that's just radio. That's how it goes. This
no
is not an easy business.
Jumps into a
no.
freaking 5-day week
no.
show.
I mean, hell, I
Ever.
Mean, all of us at some point had to do 1,000 things for free, right? Like,
I used to pay to park.
We all did. We all did.
And I used to do the post game shows, and I would at minimum wage, and I would lose money.
Yeah, I was when I first started working and
we've
doing
all
post
done
game
that.
Show,
right?
Block, like I was second banana. I, you know, paying to park and all this other stuff, and now here I am on a afternoon drive show.
I did like
with Sandy.
6 years. I did pre and post game shows, and then Jared just bought John Ramsey a radio show.
Yeah, I was about to say, you took my joke. You took my joke. Damn you! You took my joke. I was good. I was waiting for you guys to finish there, and I was going to say it has happened one other time, and I was getting. I was just gonna. That's exactly what I was. Damn you, Ennis. The drive is ruining the show. Yeah. Patty Ice is becoming the star, mixing up East End and West End,
yes.
Which was uncomfortable for Strebel. He was very uncomfortable there.
Well, it was just an accidental mess. I don't know why he got uncomfortable about that. I mean,
well,
I obviously.
Listen, racial tensions are high.
I wish you guys could have seen my face.
They're protesting in West Louisville, okay? The National Guard's there. In East Louisville, they need the pools open. There's a big difference in between the city.
You're right. But once again, I will clarify again for Strebel so he feels comfortable. I meant East End, brother. East End. There you go. Do you feel comfortable now, homie?
We all knew you were wrong.
I do.
Oh goodness, I'm crying over here.
Wow, what a great segment.
Sweating right now.
What a great segment this is.
Well, is it good enough for you? Is the segment good enough for Strebel?
It's resume moving the dial, yes.
By the way, everyone else now, LeBron James has sort of summoned the cavalry here.
Oh, Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is interesting, obviously, because that's a teammate. But Doug Baldwin went in. I mean, when Drew Brees, really? The reason my children have to live in a world that won't empathize with their pain is because people like you are raising your children to perpetuate the cycle. Drew, you are the problem.
Who was that? Wow. Who
was
that?
Doug Baldwin.
I mean, these are respected people in the NFL. Absolutely. I mean, Alvin Kamara, Doug Baldwin, you know, LeBron James coming out. Texter says Sweener big timed him. Texter says Nick never paid to park.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Listen, I told Nick if I saw him after the station, now they pay for us to have, you know, good parking, like really good parking downtown. If we catch you not using that parking, we are going to stone your car. Like, I'm like, no, process is going out and keying your car.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We are going to burn your car like they did in, like, Lexington when they won the national title.
That's so long ago.
Yes. So long ago.
You know, it's 9 years almost.
It's a long time.
It's, you know.
Texas says, is it safe to say Round Daddy's caller Emily's hot chick?
No. I'm nobody's hot chick. No way.
Not even your wife's?
Not even my wife's. No. No.
Wow. No, yeah. No husband is her wife.
I mean, you guys have never heard this. Pat, this had to kill you. Before they got married, like pretty close to before Strebel and his wife got married, and he tells the story all the time, so I hope you're okay with it. She's a nurse, and she was approached by a doctor.
Yeah.
Let's go out. And at that moment, she had a fundamental choice,
yes.
A fork in the road, if you will.
Yes.
And obviously, you see what's happened.
Yeah, he was in a band, Pat, and after work one evening, he said, hey, come out and see the band. I'll pay for all your drinks. And we were engaged at the time, and
she had a choice.
She did tell me about it, which I asked her. I said, "Well, what did you say?" She said, "Well, I thought about it for a minute, but I told him no." So,
as you were, oh my god,
what?
As you were engaged?
Yeah, but Pat, this is what you need to know. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen to Hannah. Like, if you guys are going to get married at some point, whether it be now or, you know, engaged and all that, she's going to be approached by somebody who's going to be better looking than you, more successful than you.
That already happens, brother.
Yeah, well, so you just have to be ready.
If things don't change when you get engaged or married, guys are still going to test the waters, if you will.
Well, it's like recruiting. Texter, Ennis, yes. Ennis is becoming Tim Sullivan.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm not asking him to explain his work. I mean, it's just someone taking a shot at you.
Wow.
Well, are you saying that you're curmudgeon? Is that how you say it?
By the way,
did you get my cities that I sent you?
I did, but Mitch is not in here.
Oh, where is Mitch?
Well, we got to hold on.
We'll switch off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Patty Ice was
By the way,
still
you,
there,
you will
yeah.
enjoy this. So people continue to sort of go off on Drew Brees and all this sort of thing. Akeem Hicks?
Yeah,
says
Akeem
that,
Hicks.
Where is he, by the way?
Oh, I don't know where he plays now.
Akeem Hicks says it's clear to him that Colin Kaepernick lost his career because of kneeling, then drops a bomb in the middle of the conversation, and we sign Mike Glennon. That's on your own scene.
Mike Glennon.
Oh man, people are taking runs. I'm fine with it. Julius Peppers, I'm seeing him. That's an odd person that somehow has ended up on my timeline.
I just like Mike Glennon just like randomly getting some stray bullet out of all of this.
Yeah, like
no, I mean you're exactly right. Texter says you guys are wrong. Benny T would rival Jared Stillman. It might be a good point.
I don't know. From what little I heard, just a few moments ago. It wasn't anything that was like, oh, yeah, this guy definitely. But maybe he's got an ego and calls himself Benny T. That might work into something. Who knows?
Texter, I mean, East End brother is the whitest thing I've heard in a while. Texter says, Spencer Keatsman versus that guy who wins.
I only met him one time.
Oh, goodness. Mitch, are you back in the saddle here? Do you want to read some of these, or how do you want to do this?
Now, are these cities that, like, you guys know the name of? Okay. I know Ennis does, but
Ennis
does everything.
Yeah, I got to be – oh, settle down. I got to be honest. I know. Well, you're sucking up to Ennis. Phil Baker today was sucking up to Maben.
Really?
I mean, it was uncomfortable. Oh. Yeah, Phil Baker was
a little starstruck.
A little bit much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy that we loved growing up, now I get to talk sports with him. I talked about it for 3-4 minutes. I'm like, all right.
Maybe it probably was a little uncomfortable, too, kind of like, okay, man.
Yeah, like, that's cool. Thanks. Creep. Who's this creep? So anyway, there's actually one on this list that I do not, and maybe two. So I am not comfortable either, but you're funnier doing this, Mitch. So let's go. Let's see if we can make good radio.
Can we do this one? Pennsylvania City.
The first Hyphe Day Awards, Wilkes.
Okay.
Wilkes-Barre.
Very close. Oh. That was really close. That was better than Shreveport. Wilkes-Barre,
okay.
Yes.
I know they have a minor league team for Yankees. That's all I know about that.
Okay,
that wasn't bad, though.
Not bad.
No, that was fine. I knew you weren't going to get that one, but that was fine. All right, let's go.
Right, how about this Montana City right here?
Gosh, dang it. That's the capital, isn't it?
Yes.
It's Helena or Helena?
Well, you got to pick one.
Yeah, pick one.
Helena. Wrong one.
No.
Man, I that's okay, though. That's not too laughable. That's not too laughable. All right, let's go. Another one.
All right. Vermont.
I know I'm going to get this one wrong. Montpelier.
Oh.
Montpelier.
Montpelier.
Okay, that's the one I didn't know.
What'd you think?
I didn't know that
one
either.
What'd you think it was, Andy?
Streeple, did you know that one?
Yes.
What's the – how do you actually say it?
Montpelier.
Yeah, Montpelier.
It's a French name. We should.
No, I would have said it the exact same way Mitch did. I had no idea, and I knew I was wrong.
Oh, is this?
I did not know.
Okay, two ways you can go here.
I'm going to go the Kentucky way, Versailles.
All right, he got that one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well done on that one.
Yeah, you got one more.
Versailles.
Versailles.
Now, this is not fair. You should not get this if you don't know it. We'll see if you do. Massachusetts City.
Is it pronounced the same way as the sauce?
Well, sure. This should be good, too.
Worcestershire.
Okay, but that's not what this is.
Worcester,
yes.
Worcester.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, I added the
Very good. Very good. Yes, you did. You made it the sauce. It's not exactly the same. So you didn't do too bad there, honestly.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself.
There was one more, but if you don't know this,
Oh, Lord.
I can't really help you there.
Oh, Des Moines.
Okay, he got Des Moines.
Okay,
All right. We ended on a high
one. Yeah, that's the one I was hoping he would mess up on. one right there.
Texter says
biscuit. Because that's the most common one.
Texter says biscuit is about to slit his wrist listening to this.
I thought it was gonna be like cities in Mississippi that have like 14,000 of them. I'm like, no, this is gonna be horrible.
There's several of those in Florida too, named after like Native American tribes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes,
you might want to stay away from those right now. Yeah, good thing we didn't. Good thing we didn't do that.
Go down that road.
Yeah. We need to steer clear. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. The only other thing I can think of that I was going to bring up today, and just I guess your thoughts on it. It's not shocking as Major League Baseball is a mess, and obviously it's not time to play the NFL. But the NFL, I mean, like I know the Jets and the Giants just got an okay for a small amount of people to start going back to the practice facilities. And so the kids being on campus, whether it be swimmers and obviously the football team, basketball, men's and women's, it is interesting. I mentioned this yesterday, Ennis. It is interesting through it all yet again, the college kids, I mean, they're kind of being the guinea pigs, at least in this country, right? Like, there's soccer in other countries, but right now, the first ones going back A little bit of golf, but that's very individual, right? It's college kids again, yeah.
And it's college kids,
yeah,
really.
Specifically football, and specifically it's college kids. It's not the NFL being a guinea pig of, hey, go to camp, right?
Right.
It's the college kids, and I'm not going to rail against that or inequality or anything else, but it is interesting that it is the college kids.
Well, and we brought this up in the 3 o'clock hour here, just with them being committed to actually doing it. Like, it's amazing how much opinions have gone like a full 180. 2 months ago, you get Rudy Gobert test positive and you shut down everything.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know anything at all. And now we've had 2+ months of this. People are like, all right, keep going.
Yeah. Ennis, I'm not sure. Bashir's still talking. Yeah. And what I'm gathering is, and I know Pat stepped away from the board to be a gas bag, and I know Mitch has been around, is that he may not be to questions yet.
He just got questions.
He just started questions, so
okay.
He'll keep
okay,
going.
So that's not too bad. Well, no, I was worried that Bashir was going to have one of these 90-minute press conferences instead of like an hour, and it's becoming a bit much, obviously, and we can get to that.
Somebody texted the text line, by the way, said, is this the text line? Is this the line I text if I want a job? Yeah.
I mean, send your resume to NickV@ESPNLouisville.com.
Send it to PatJ@ESPNLouisville.com. Let's take a break. Hour number three next year on the Take on ESPN 680. All right, this weekend, including today, it's going to be up in the 90s. Do not be stuck in the heat. If you have any issues now, any issues coming up this weekend, regular maintenance, whatever it may be, for your home or business, anything HVAC-wise, it's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can give them a call today. It's an 812 number, 812-283-7221, online at bjheatcool.com. Like we always tell you, they're on call 24/7, 365. They'll give you upfront pricing, free estimates on any replacement units. They've been around, family-owned business since 1984, and they are there to help you right now during quarantine. 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. Also, if you have those rooms that are difficult to obviously cool down in the summer, and that's where we're at with the 90 degrees, one of those Bryant mini splits, that is your answer. And it's because BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer, teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant mini splits are quiet and efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. Again, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.